Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell you what, that was pulse pounding. You know what that? And I'm dating myself here, and neither of you two are going to know what I'm talking about here. Last hour of the program, this is Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We've got Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. We've got Jet Nelson, who is just a rapid riser in the. We haven't done any PPR in a while. You know, it helps a lot for the folks listening when you have your microphone on.
Tua just threw another pick.
He did. He did.
Put in Quinn.
Might as well.
I want to say, I thought Quinn might have been a healthy scratch. I could be completely wrong.
You know what? I think he's their emergency third string quarterback.
Yeah. He is.
So yeah. Who's their backup?
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
I mean, at this point, what does it matter?
If you're the Ravens, wouldn't you pull Lamar right here?
I would. Don't risk it.
Don't risk it. Just put in Tyler Huntley. He's fine. He can hand the ball off.
Yeah. I mean, hell, he did a good job last week for you.
I would
Pro Bowl quarterback, by
that's
the way.
Just how I think. I would be very conservative as far as injuries. And just remember in the NBA when we saw who got hurt, Cooper or Max Christie or something like that. I'm like, pull him. Or D'Lo. I was like, pull D'Lo. Him. Even if he's not actually hurt. Just
remember
give him.
He flopped into an injury?
Yes. And, you know, the whole play through it, guys know when they're hurt. I'm like, no, they don't.
Now, granted, that was the first quarter.
Guys are competitors. Just, I would be, if I was the coach in any of these teams, when players even seem like they might be kind of injured.
It's 28-6, and there's 5 minutes left to go, and you're at your own 13-yard line. Like, the game's over. I mean, I get it. They're just handing the ball off.
Tua's thrown 11 interceptions this year.
He's thrown a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that and the fact that, no internet. He's just finding out for the first time. Just
I mean, I know they were 10. Bad, but like 11 interceptions is.
Look at Jalen Waddle. What team do you think he's going to go to?
He's like any team but here, please. Can I go back with you, Baltimore, please? Kevin without internet reminds me of the time in Seinfeld when George wasn't getting sex and he got a lot smarter because of it. That's kind of what just happened with Kevin.
Yes.
Do we think it's a coincidence that the week Kevin doesn't have internet, he finally wins extra credit?
A little more focus.
I'm just saying something there.
Sorry, gentlemen. I need my sports. So
okay, speaking of sports, there were 4 NBA games that happened tonight.
Yes.
And you and Kevin are going to tell me who those 8 teams were. Let's see how smart you are. Start naming them.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, I believe in you. I believe in
being
you.
Being smart has nothing to do with knowing 2. What an NBA okay. schedule is.
Okay. Kevin said he's got 2.
Well, yeah, of course he did because he just read one of them off during the break.
Spurs and the Miami Heat.
Spurs and Miami Heat. That was one of them.
And the Spurs won?
Correct. Yes. First 5-0 starting franchise.
That's funny because I heard the post game after they went 4-0 and Wemby had no idea that they'd never gone 5-0, which does seem kind of crazy considering how good they were, you know, for that 20-year stretch that they never started a season 5-0.
Yeah, use that on TSN today.
By the way, I mean.
Them and the Thunder undefeated.
Miami's done. Miami is so cooked right now. They're not even trying.
Try to guess another.
Let's go with the
Philadelphia 76ers.
Incorrect. Someone just texted in an answer.
I'm not even looking at the text. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Don't try to think too hard. Just name teams and you'll get there eventually. You don't got to like...
Atlanta Hawks.
Incorrect.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Correct.
I know the Bucks play tonight.
The okay. Bucks, they scored 120 to 110. They beat... Who did they beat? This team had 110. A Western Conference team with one of the greatest players of all time.
Oh, the Golden State.
The Golden State Warriors.
I got two more.
Okay. Kudos to me.
Thunder beat.
Thunder did play tonight. They won 127 to 108.
Washington Wizards.
Over the Wizards.
How'd you know this?
Oddly,
I keep a lot of scores on my phone.
Okay, that's fair.
Last game. Two Eastern Conference teams.
Okay.
123 to 107 was the score.
Well, I know the Celtics and Cavaliers played last night, so I don't think they had a back-to-back.
These are middle-of-the-road teams. One of these teams should be decent this year, and the other one is could be decent, but kind of an afterthought.
Could be decent, kind of an afterthought. Yeah. Could be
We have
decent.
Talked about them already today.
Oh.
Yeah. They lost. The team that we talked about earlier did lose. They scored 107 points. The team that had 120.
Pacers.
No. The team that scored 123. Here's another hint. Made a huge trade in the offseason that most people were.
Oh, Orlando.
There you go. They got 123. Who had 107? Who did they beat? We've already talked about them today. They have one of the better young players.
Mm.
Another one of their players broke a record in the first week of the NBA season.
Mm.
They have a connection to Fred Davis as well. Or maybe had.
The Nets?
Maybe had a connection
the to Nets? Fred Davis.
Nope.
Not the Nets.
They're... Oh, the Hornets.
There you go. The Hornets. Michael Jordan.
Oh, well, had.
That's why I said had. And then we talked about Colin Knepel earlier.
We did talk
That's
about
Colin That's what gave it
Knepel.
Away.
That was it. That was okay. The four NBA games that happened today. So all right. Maybe that little update.
And the Mavericks don't play again until...
Saturday against the Pistons.
In Mexico City, correct?
Mexico City.
At 9 o'clock.
Yep. The game is already sold out.
And we're waiting to find out. Really, the biggest news we're all waiting on is just the Anthony Davis news.
Yep. We are waiting. Like I said, Grant Avseth is with the team right now.
Has he heard anything? Scuttlebutt-wise?
Nothing. Because there was no media meetup today. It was literally just all travel.
So now, when he goes to... So he's in Mexico City.
He's in Mexico City.
Did he fly with the team or he flew on...
He flew on his own dime. Or not his own dime, but through other outlets. Okay. But not... They went on the team.
Flew his own plane?
Flew his own plane.
Wow. Yeah. I tell you what, that kid...
What can he do?
I mean, what can he do?
Would you want to be a pilot in another life? What's something that would take a lot of school or a lot of training that you wish you had a skill at?
I can tell you right now, I should have gone to law school.
Lawyer.
Should have gone to law. I took the LSAT and everything.
You'd be a pretty good
lawyer. I know I would be. Absolutely. Yeah. I remember when I was a reporter back in the day in Beaumont, Texas. There was a lawyer that I got to know pretty well. His name was Glenn Crocker. I mean, I'm sure he's still alive, but Glenn Crocker. A story that went viral back. Now, granted, this was back in 2007, and in Beaumont,
the first smartphone just came out. It's going to take
calm
over.
Calm down.
We have lights.
No, it was a town called Lumberton. All right, which is just some little. I almost said something I shouldn't say. bum, you know what town? This POS put a kid in a dryer. Okay, and it got national attention. And Glenn Crocker was the lawyer who had to defend this scumbag. And so I was there covering the story, and I got to know Glenn. And I was like, because I remember asking him, I'm like, how do you cover? I mean, I said, how do you represent a guy that you know is guilty and does something like that? Mm-hmm. And so they struck a deal with the prosecutor, and boom, done, end of story.
I couldn't. I'd have to defend the non-guilty people, the non-accused. I want to be on the victim side.
Well, no, they've all been accused. That's why they need you.
I want to be on the victim side.
Would you defend Luigi?
Yeah.
Would you?
Put me on Luigi's case. I'd figure it out.
You would defend Luigi.
Maybe. That'd be a fun case.
Yeah. Blake and Luigi. BL. LB. Little LB work.
Now, if you were a lawyer, would you go by Dave or Blake?
Definitely Dave. that speaks way
Not
more
Not David.
Lawyer.
Just Dave.
Dave, David. That's way more lawyer.
Yeah. Now, would you keep your hair the way it is?
I'd probably go clean cut. If I was a lawyer. Yeah.
Like, so what do you think you'd do? What would you do with your hair? Well, I know what you. Oh. I mean, obviously, we know you would talk. Hello.
Have a briefcase. It's got to be Louis V, eh? Got to have a little bit of swag in the corner. But look at him with the double breasted. Okay, I see you. Judge is already hyping me up. I got you, Judge. We We still doing coffee after this? Of course. Of course.
I'm here for two words and two words
only. Look how fast.
Not Mike, guilty.
Fast Mike McDaniel's running.
I told you can't trust anybody, any coach that wears capri pants.
Is Harbaugh giving him some advice?
Just hang in there, man. Just hang in there. Got a good buyout, right? Okay.
What do you think about OC next year?
By the way, speaking of buyouts, did you see, and okay, a couple things. One, I'm sure you guys all heard, or I don't know if you heard the audio of the Louisiana governor who went on a rant about how the LSU AD was not going to be hiring the next coach. And then we found out today, courtesy of Mr. Khaki Kevin, who found this information out, that the AD has since been relieved of his duties.
LSU kind of falling apart right now.
LSU is definitely falling apart. I'll tell you what.
We got to call on our local Broadus.
We need to find out. We need to get a find out if Broadus is okay. But I'm guessing if you're
letting people go,
if you're an LSU alum, like you're okay with it.
I'm sure they got somebody in line. I don't think they're just firing people with no backup plan.
No, I bet they are. I mean, look. Well, no. I don't know that you necessarily have a backup plan per se just yet. But let's call it what it is. As long as you have an organized search. I mean, look, the governor has already said this guy's got to go. So when the governor's calling for your job, you pretty much know you're cooked.
Now, the Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets, have played four games this year.
Yeah. What are they, 3-1?
3-1. I want you to tell me how many games did Nikola Jokic not get a triple-double in those four?
Two.
Okay, Kevin? Not get a triple-double in the first four games, Jokic. How many games?
One.
The answer is zero. He started the season with four straight triple-doubles.
And we've heard nothing about it.
21-13-10, 14-14-15, 25-19-10, 21-12-10.
Good night.
So his worst game was 14-14-5, or 14-14-15. We talked about earlier an anomaly. I mean, the fact, like Kevin said, the fact that he's doing this and it's just whatever, that he genuinely...
We've taken it for granted.
That he genuinely is their entire offense, and they move on Michael Porter Jr. and get Cam Johnson, who I think Cam Johnson may be a better all-around player. But Michael Porter Jr. is a volume guy, like as far as just getting points up there.
Yeah, he can put some points up now.
And Jokic is just like, just every single year, his floor is so high. I think he might have the highest floor out of anybody we've seen. Like if Jokic has a game where he doesn't have a stat line that's 14, 14, and 15, it's a bad Jokic game.
And they still win,
and
right?
They still win, so... I think I just want to give him a little bit of flowers. I just think he's underrated. Not underrated, but underappreciated for how crazy what he's doing. Because when Russell did it, he was highlight dunks, and you see it all the time. Like, Jokic does it. And I feel like unless you're like a basketball head, I feel like you just kind of take those stats for granted and move on with your day. And it's like, we're seeing generational stuff right here.
Well, and, you know, Mike Miller, who is, I love listening to the clips of him. Because he's been on a little podcast run here as of late. He spent his last year of his career, I think the last 2 years, with the Nuggets, right? And I guess his last year there was Jokic's first year. And so he was late to training camp, right? Because he was a veteran or whatever. I can't remember if he got traded or whatever. Anyway, he gets there, and so he's just watching practice the first day. And so ownership comes up to him, and they said, so what'd you think of the team? What do you think of the guys we got on the roster? And he says, whoever that fat kid is over there, that's your best player. Mm. And he was talking about Jokic. And they said, well, what, you know, nobody knew Jokic was going to be what Jokic is, right? Like, because he was out of shape. He did have kind of a sloppy body, right? And I mean, you can maybe argue that he still does in some regards, right? From what we're used to from a professional athlete, but he makes it work. And they said, well, what makes him so good? And I thought what Mike Miller said was perfect. He said the thing about Jokic is that when the ball gets into his hands, everything stops.
Yeah, he's constantly scanning.
He said just everything. He goes, everybody gets better when Jokic has the ball. Mm-hmm. He goes, there's so few guys in the NBA that he makes everybody on the floor.
I would
floor
say Kevin
better.
Durant is one of the best athletes or best NBA players and best offensive players we've ever seen, but I wouldn't attribute that to Kevin Durant.
No.
Like the moment the ball gets his hand, everyone around him just gets instantly better.
Because you got so many guys that when they get the ball, they're a ball stopper, right? I mean, Carmelo Anthony.
For better or worse. Like they might score.
When you got a volume score, but exactly. They just, I mean, who can you say, yes, Carmelo Anthony made their game better?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I would rather have that impact. Like, I was the guy that every time I was on the court, myself, obviously, MVP level, the number speaks for itself, but also my teammates got better. I think you can say that about Luka. Who else would we say that about? SGA as much as I hate to say it, I mean, that Thunder team, when he took it to another level, every time he gets the ball, it seems like it makes the game easier for everybody else.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you say that about Giannis?
I don't know, because I feel like we're at a place with Giannis where...
Because wouldn't you say his situation's kind of comparable to what Denver had? As far as, like, your secondary players, like, B+, like,
yeah,
not
but
some
All-NBA
player.
Yeah, but I think, you know what,
though?
I'm going to say this about Giannis, though. I think Giannis... I think there's more to him behind the scenes that we don't know. Mm-hmm. Think about any coaches he's gone through. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got Adrian... Look, Adrian Griffin, they were 33-15. Mm-hmm. And he got Adrian Griffin fired. Mm-hmm. Now, in fairness, Adrian Griffin hasn't been hired by anybody else. But, you know, you brought in Dame. Didn't really make you any better.
Nope.
Okay.
Now you got Kuzma.
You know? I mean,
now you got Miles Turner.
Now, maybe this year. Now, maybe this is the year where they finally got it right. I mean, I don't know why. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I just wonder with Giannis. I mean, look, we know he's a freak of nature.
Steph is that player?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I was going to say Steph. That's Steph, what I was
Steph
gonna say.
Is, because, look, the thing about Steph, and this is where.
I would even throw Draymond in there. I think Draymond does have that effect. Now, maybe not right now, but like in his heightened, Draymond was making people around him look better because of the connecting.
Well, but
he
did. Well, that's
and
that's
a role player
it,
situation.
And see that exactly. So I think we get so caught up in Draymond's antics mm-hmm. that we forget what his basketball IQ is. Dude. You know who's a huge Draymond Green fan? Hmm. Bill Self.
Yeah.
Bill Self,
Michigan State guy,
loves Draymond Green, because he said the things he does don't show up in the
I don't know if I agree with this. Someone said prime Kawhi. When I think prime Kawhi, I'm thinking Raptors when he was won a championship.
Look,
obviously, early Kawhi with the Spurs won a chip.
But and it's funny because I just saw a thing today because they were talking about Cooper and Kawhi Leonard. Thinking about, but the beauty of early Kawhi, though,
He
didn't have to be the guy. That Spurs team was loaded, yeah. Right? And see, that's the thing where I think people get it misconstrued with Cooper, even though we're only five games into the season. Like, we don't know what's being asked of Cooper right now.
We'd say Luka fits in that, I would say. I would disagree with some people say he makes his teammates worse and holds the ball. I would 100% disagree. I think he makes his teammates look better.
I'll put it to you like this. Derek Lively has not looked the same since Luka left.
We're talking about him being an All-NBA player.
You could argue P.J. Washington hasn't looked the same since. I mean, because to your point, see, and you made a great point. It's not a. I think sometimes we get caught up in the statistics of it all, which for obvious reasons. But there's also something to be said for just the natural flow of basketball and the fact that because Luka has such a high basketball IQ, you know, as a basketball player,
at any point where I'm on the court, Luka could find me.
He's going to find me. And if I cut or if I make a move, guess what? He's going to find me. If I make a cut to the basket, you know, and even though he's got his back turned to me, there's a good chance that ball is going to come whizzing to me and I'm going to score a bucket, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just, when you know you've got a guy like that, it makes it a lot more fun to play.
And you're always locked in.
You're always on to because look, the point of basketball is to score. Yeah. Like that's what's fun about basketball is knowing that a guy's going to put you in a position to score a bucket.
I would say Chris Paul fits in that, obviously from a more passer situation, but he does make everyone around him better.
I mean, look, Chris Paul might be the last like true point guard for a long time that plays at the level he did. I remember I can't think of what my homeboy's name was. Where we had a debate about, you know, just is Chris Paul overrated?
I mean, New Orleans Chris Paul was nasty. He was getting buckets too.
Well, and you know what?
And David West.
And shout out to David Stern. We will never know. Say what you want about Adam Silver. See, David Stern didn't care what he did. David Stern would thwart a trade and what? Collusion? Sue me.
Ask Chauncey.
Sue me, right? I mean, we'll never know what the Chris Paul to the Lakers could have looked like. Because remember, Chris Paul was in his prime back then. You know, Kobe and Chris Paul? What?
Should we do our top five on this?
Top five what?
Players that make people around them better.
Maybe we kind of just did. Well, I was going to ask you, do we want to do top five things you can't live without? Or top five things you could live without?
Top five things you could live without?
Top five things in daily life that you could live without. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I learned the hard way when the whip went down. I was like, look, I got to go get me a car. Because my cousin was bowed up. So I was like, I got to go get me a rental car. And boom, that's what I had. Because I can't go. You can't be in Dallas, Texas without a whip.
Nope.
Period. End of story. So top five things you can't live without. And Fred's got a dilapidated. You guys know I love my documentaries. You know I love my documentaries.
And the word dilapidated.
I love that word too. Final segment of the program.
No, it's not.
No. Well, can I finish? Final segment, dilapidated documentary review, and top five things in everyday life that you can't live without. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Great stuff from you as always, Khaki Kev. We got any good... I have not read a single text message all night.
Cannot live without ahi tuna, naps, crude oil, my Ariat boots, and my 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. decompression session with you guys.
I'll tell you what, that's the text. I'll tell you what, you know what you start doing?
Pinning texts, tweeting them out.
Okay, I like where your head's at.
Making posters of them.
I like where your head's at.
Framing them in the new office.
I mean, that's one avenue you could take. I was going to say this because, like, our boy Patty from Arlington, Patty.
It's been such a long show. I forgot about Patty.
I forgot about Patty. Whoa, what sitting in the in and out drive through with his 6-year-old kid in the back, listening to Fan After Dark.
I think he's still listening. Said he was dropping off food. With
no,
the
he's
kids.
Picking up food. He's the kid. Look, hopefully, him and the wife are smashing right now. Here's
Tolo Go.
What we need to start doing.
Nice callback.
Tell you what, would it be inappropriate to play sports talk while having relations? 877-881-1053.
I like that.
Something to think about.
Because what about...
I will shout you out.
Okay.
We will shout you out.
Quick side top five. What do you think the top five audios that are played while people are intercoursing?
Freaky Deacon.
So I would say music at the one spot. Or do you think a TV show slash movie at the one spot?
Well, you're, I mean, that's a
TV show probably at the one spot.
But you're not like putting on any, I mean, you're putting something on. I mean, that's the whole genesis of Netflix and chill.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Do you think that's the most popular thing? I'm going to say that.
Dude, that's as old as, I mean, that's a tale as old as time, guys.
So we're going.
If you have internet.
Let's.
Look, dude, I smashed into Jumanji, okay? So let's get that straight.
We'll go
I'm talking about the Robin Williams version.
So we'll go. Had some cobwebs on that one. So you're going to have.
With a VHS. In a basement, thank you very much.
So we'll take movies in the one spot.
A17 texted in, my girlfriend would allow it if it was LA Live.
Wow. Cool. Okay.
Your girlfriend would
shout
allow
out to Lucius. So she's basically thinking of Lucius while you're freaky deaking her.
I'm sending that to LA.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Okay. There's your G bag of the day right there.
Okay. So movie in the one.
Yeah. Hands
TV
down.
Show in the two. Because those are differences.
Yeah, I mean,
those are differences.
You're
Fred.
Not.
Those are differences. Music in the three?
Oh, 100%.
What's in the four and five? Are we thinking like rainforest sounds? You know, you can put those up on YouTube.
I was
going to
say white noise.
White noise?
You if know you put, you're freaking digging as a white noise.
Would you take that as an insult if she said, hey, can you put on some white noise? Not even like a movie or music. Like, hey, can you just do anything but you, pretty much? Can you put on some white noise?
Okay, if she tells me to put on white noise after I've already made an attempt,
yeah.
Then, yeah, I got a problem with that. If the white noise is already playing and yeah. I kind of sneak up, yeah, you know, yeah. That's one thing. But oh, by the way, hey, could you mind if I turn on this white noise real quick while we do this? I think I would probably leave.
And then the five,
unless it was my house, then I'd totally leave.
And then the five, are we going no sound or the radio?
Well, I mean, it's no sound. That's a given, right?
What other audio? A podcast?
I was just getting ready to say Joe Rogan.
That feels weird if it's just someone directly talking. That would feel weird if you like put on like your favorite podcast or something.
Inappropriate audio.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Do people do
that?
Well,
that kind of goes under the movie TV category.
Does it though? Because it's kind of different.
Are you talking about inappropriate?
I mean, what kind of movies are we talking about? I mean, a movie's a movie.
Talking about the movies that you find on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's,
Fred.
I can find a lot of movies on the internet.
If you're looking up adult entertainment while getting it on, that feels a little crude, doesn't it? Especially if it's like your girlfriend. Let me go and put on this movie I found last night.
I've had women do it.
Is that worse than listening to some guys talk sports?
Hey, yep, thank you for putting in talk sports. A little bit too long of a pause right there.
I mean,
you get worried about DeMarvion Overshow, but.
So when he said A, I said she'll allow it. LA Live is still my idea. It's your idea. That doesn't make
I'm just saying, that doesn't make it better.
No, babe, I want to put it on.
I'm trying to find out what G-Bag of the Day is.
Also, LA Live, that's an early time to be getting it on.
Unless you're listening to it on the Odyssey app.
Imagine you're doing it live.
Well, unless you're listening to G-Bag Snacks.
LA Live's going to come on. Take your clothes off.
It comes on at 12:45. Hurry up. We got 5 minutes. I mean, I don't know. Five could, I mean, look, five's, I don't know, street noise.
Just open up the window.
Getting some wild responses, guys.
I'm sure we are. Okay, so we'll let that play out, and then of course I will give you a review of a non-adult entertainment documentary in the final segment of the show. So this five, and we kind of curated it, crafted it, if you will, during the break, is to look internet, phone. And I did put one on there that could probably be debatable as well. It's a no-brainer. I already said it in the last segment, but it's as somebody who lost his license years and years ago, it's like I will never go without this ever again, and so I don't care what it is. But this is kind of like just things that are personal to us.
How would you feel if someone tweeted you and said, I just had relations while listening to you, Fred?
I mean,
like you were in the background and we decided to get it on. Would you take it as a compliment?
I would.
Would you be a little weirded
out? No, you know what? I mean, look, don't like show up at my place or don't show up here at the station.
We played fair or foul and got it.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high compliment.
We muted Blake's voice and just So they went and edited it.
Yeah, like if you just went out to listen to me talk while you were doing it, that would concern me a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, if it's just our show,
no, I don't mean our show just happens to be on. Like, it is planned. Fred Davis.
I mean, I would have serious questions. I really would. Like, I don't even take myself that seriously. So anybody that would do that on their own, I would have serious questions about. So, okay, five things that we as Fred, Blake, and Kevin internet, phone, notwithstanding, because obviously, as Blake so eloquently pointed out, those things that we just have to have. All right, so my number five, headphones and AirPods.
Ooh, good. I forgot about
that. Okay, got to have, I mean, I didn't have my headphones yesterday. I forgot them at the crib. My AirPods, I got to have those for the gym. All right. And I've got a gym rant, but I'll save it for another day because I'm at my wit's end. Number five, headphones and AirPods.
I'll go ahead and add that to my honorable mentions. I got cologne. That's an honorable mention. Need it. Couldn't go too long without it. And then I put to-go mouthwash. It's come in clutch plenty of times.
You turn me on to that, whatever that hell that stuff is you got at your crib. And fine choice. Yeah. Fine choice. Really so five was mouthwash?
Those were all honorable mentions.
All five.
Because I added your AirPods in there. And my number five, though, and y'all like this one, almond milk.
I can't stand you.
An essential.
I can't stand
you. I couldn't imagine looking in my fridge and not seeing almond
milk. My girlfriend has to drink almond milk because she's lactose intolerant.
There we go.
So she's not a mutant, is what you're saying.
Does she get the unsweetened vanilla version?
I don't think she has figured out what kind she wants.
I'll put her. I'll send you.
You
a
guys
picture.
Do know. Blake I'll send you a already picture, knows. Kevin. Does she know that it's not real milk?
I don't think she cares.
There we go. It's fine. I mean, that's fine.
But I'll send you a picture.
She can drink milk. She just.
Yeah, she'll crap herself afterwards.
All right, so my number five, y'all are definitely...
Hey, not too far!
Y'all are definitely going to hate on my number five pick.
I'm sure we will. Go ahead.
For me, hats.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Not bad. I'm not going to make fun of you for that.
Hats is my number five. Yeah. Don't want to do hair, just
what if,
hat
what
on.
If you could only pick one hat?
But you've got to... You know what, though? I'm going to push back on this only because you've got a really good head of hair.
Not if I took this toboggan off
no,
right now.
No, look, don't question me when I say you've got a good head of hair, okay? Trust me. I know a good head of hair versus my hair, okay?
All right. My number four, be disappointed, energy drinks.
I am disappointed.
Ooh,
I am
really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't do nicotine, so I've got energy drinks. There you go.
Why did you say nicotine like it was a slur?
why are you making it sound like nicotine some sort of like drug on the street or something?
I'm just saying.
I don't do nicotine.
I don't do the nicotine that you kids are doing. Nicotine you guys have been talking about. That's on you guys and your nicotine.
My number four, my Boston clogs.
You love those things.
The greatest purchase of shoes that I made. They're so comfy. They're easy. And they go well with every outfit I wear. So it's an essential.
Nah, I tell you what. Shout out to you and the clogs. My number four, and synergy here between the hosts, cologne.
Yep.
I wrote cologne down on mine. I put cologne on every day. We are the anti-Trevor here on Fan After Dark. And hopefully someday he will buy a legitimate brand of cologne. My number three, kind of a package deal, if you will. The gym, followed up by my protein shake that I make with protein powder and creatine. The only two things that I take.
Well, I would agree with that. I didn't put any thing like the gym because I was thinking stuff maybe I could fit in my bag
That's fair. That's
so
fair. The it's gym, more of a habit, I guess.
The gym and creatine will be in there. But for my number three, I actually went with apps on my phone. Mm. And I went with a three-piece combo right here. I'm not proud of any of these three, but I would be lying to myself if I didn't mention these three.
Pornhub and what else?
The fantasy football app, the amount of time I spent on there, and it's actually great because I could be on other apps, and I'm glad I'll spend like an hour a day scouring the waiver wire, looking at my own players, looking at other players on other teams.
Yeah.
Who can I poach? What the league standings are.
Still hasn't made me a reputable deal yet, but continue.
You know, it's bad. I read the weekly recap, you know, that ESPN gives you.
Oh, I absolutely read mine. I thought about sharing it.
I put TikTok because I get a lot of great ideas from there. Yeah. I don't really do it for like entertainment, like relaxing. Like I really do almost treat it like a business, like different ways to edit videos or content and stuff like that.
No, TikTok is a different beast. Yeah. It really is.
You can get caught in 2 hours of just how to learn how to do something. And then I put ChatGPT for kind of the same reason.
Oh, that, you know what?
Learning
Let me add that as my,
the amount of times that I've been on a website or been trying to do something, I just take a picture, like, what am I looking at? How do I do this? And it gives you nine different ways to do it. Like, okay, now I know how to do this.
Yeah.
Now I know how to hot or cold in my dryer. You know, something dumb like that.
I'm sorry, what was that last
one? I mean, hot or cold for your washer. You know, like.
For what, clothes?
For clothes.
Well, what's the question?
Do I put this on hot or cold?
What kind of clothes?
Give me an example.
Well, I don't have this problem anymore.
But what was it? Like, what were you curious about?
Like, you know, if I put my whites and my
whites are hot.
Coloreds together.
No, colors you put, depends.
I do cold all the time now.
Nah.
I do cold all the time.
No. You get, look, first of all, if you're, just real quick aside. put your drawers and your socks as just one load. Okay? One load by itself. All right? And like for me, I wear wife beaters as well. Okay? So you take your wife beaters, your undershirts, drawers and socks, all colors, put them in the wash, hot water. Okay? You know, you're not going to, I mean, with the whites, depending upon like towels, hot water.
Who has a white towel?
I do.
For bathing? That's not very smart. You have a white towel when you get out of the shower?
Yeah.
That's not smart for a guy.
Why?
Most guys don't have white towels or white bed sheets or for a reason. You know, it just gets dirty easy and we're dirty creatures.
Okay.
I have a dark colored towel. I feel like that's man 101, not to have a white towel.
I'm getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Not out of a mud wrestling contest.
Still, I feel like that's still kind of guy 101. I don't know any other guy that has a white towel.
Guy 101? Bar soap. Okay.
I have bar soap too.
No. I mean, I'm drying my body. I'm drying my clean body off.
877-881-1053. If you're a man and you have a white towel, just say, I have a white towel.
Real quick.
We'll see how many people text and they have a white towel.
I've got towels that are probably as old as Khaki Kevin.
That's also not great.
You know what?
You got prehistoric towels with cobwebs and they're white.
Let me tell you something. When you do laundry the way I do, doesn't matter. All right. What's next?
My number two, I put a camera / a mic. Need that for my content.
You and your vlogging. Okay.
Not going anywhere. Camera and mic.
All right. Three and two.
My number three, I have a 3A, 3B, smelling good.
Cologne.
3A, cologne. There you go. My
a couple of their deodorant.
My 3B is my Apple Watch.
Okay.
Mr. Tech.
Okay, Mr. Tech himself. I like that. And you already get you did too?
I did too. Was I not supposed to?
Well, no. I went ahead and did it anyway. You got another honorable mention you want to throw in there while we're at it?
No. My number one's that good.
Black paper towel.
Black paper towel.
Black paper towel.
Waffle maker.
My number two, milk.
Yeah.
And that's regular milk, okay? The real milk. Number two, 2%. If I'm feeling bougie, I'll go with organic because I do love me some organic milk, especially from Costco. However, I will go with 2% milk. And then number one, last but certainly not least, in the world of Fred Davis, car or truck, whichever it is, I will not be immobile. I learned a very hard lesson when I was a young lad and I was drinking out of control. I had I had two DUIs and an operating on a suspended license, lost my driver's license for 2 years. That was rough. Never letting that happen again.
Car is very essential. Everything we've said on this list.
100%. It's what's essential to you.
Everything we've said on this list is very essential. But I think my number one is the most essential in everyone's life listening right now. Give me Jesus Christ at the one spot.
Oh, JC in the house. Jay Sizzle.
I feel pretty good about my
That's
number
a great
one,
no. You know what? I thought about that.
I'll take him over all the other ones.
I was going to say, I should go ahead and put as my 1A and 1B sobriety. And I kind of, said that without saying it. But yeah, me and booze, not friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, for what that's worth. Take us home.
Yeah, my number one. I did put headphones at my number two. My number one was car, though. But there nothing can beat Jesus Christ.
He's undefeated.
He's undefeated.
Undefeated. Shout out to our boy Jay Sizzle. When we come back, final segment of the program. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to read your text messages. I'm going to give you a dilapidated documentary review that you, if you have not seen this show yet, especially if you're a ball knower, you will not want to miss. Don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Don't go anywhere. Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference. If you didn't know any better, you think that was a commercial, right? I mean, I sound just like...
It was just like it.
I mean, verbatim. Verbatim, boys and girls. Let's see, the last thing I looked at on Bing, which, by the way, Bing, let's call it what it is. Bing's a... If we not realized after tonight, Microsoft, what do they do? What do they do well? I mean, I was a big Microsoft Word fan back in the day. 80 to 84% of women... of the creators on OnlyFans are female, as we were talking about OnlyFans earlier. Let's see. Here we go. Fatties. Hey, Freddie. At 62, I'm already dilapidated, dude, and I don't give a bleep. LOL. Bear down, bears. You know who this is. Scott and Sanger. Okay. 2% is not real milk. It is what it is. It says 2%. Come on, bro. Now, don't play with me right now. Okay. 2% milk is 2%. Quit tripping. A lot of guys have white towels. Like, what are we talking about? Of course we do. Shout out to my boy. Man, I can't even see that. Hold on.
I don't have a white towel, but I do have a light gray towel. So kind of put it in the same family.
817. Fatties, please don't let Freddie sing again.
Do it again.
A-L-L-O-L-O. Okay, he was trying to put L-O-L, but he put L-O-K. But I think he meant L-O-L. Don't sleep on Fred's vocals, okay? I mean, look, I get it. My spoken word skills are, you know, second to none. And, you know, they say that you can teach yourself to sing. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll keep trying here.
Who's Lake?
Who's Lake?
Yes,
yeah, I saw that, too. I don't know. Lake won that one. I think they meant Blake.
And won what?
They forgot the B.
What he went?
That top five.
Oh.
That top five.
It's a solid
start one. Start calling you Lake.
Lake? I've been called a
Lake
lot of
Elliott.
Names. Bilake, no. Lake. Dude, I used to try to rap back in the day, and I would try to rhyme my name with as many things. There's a lot that rhymes with Blake, though.
Shake.
Cake, rake, make.
Snake. Scott and Sanger. Why are you guys ignoring the fan text tonight? Too scared to eat them? This is Blake's fault?
Why is it my fault?
I don't know. Five things I couldn't live without. My Owala bottle. Headphones. Apple CarPlay. Sadly, nowadays, ChatGPT.
Apple CarPlay is kind of a sneaky one.
Lulu clothes. My girl works there, and I literally can't wear anything else now. Honorable mention, the Dallas Cowboys, even though they bring me pain.
That was a very valid list.
I understand that.
From the 817, I have a red towel that I've used for the past 10 years. From the 214, we might need to question Blake's bathing techniques. I come out of the shower clean everywhere.
See, that's people's egos getting in the way. There's no way all of y'all come out 100% clean. You're always going to miss a spot or two. So I'm going to dispute that.
Let's see. White towel here, 817.
Yeah, and all y'all are probably dirty. White towels.
A lot of 817s tonight. If you get out of the shower and you're still getting crack mud on the towel, you messed up. I have a white towel and white sheets.
White sheets is also crazy as a guy.
214, I have multiple white towels.
If you went to your friend's house and you somehow saw what his bed sheets looked like and they were white, what would you think?
I mean, dope sick Dave. I have white towels. That's probably the most common towel regardless of gender. Bro, everybody, I mean, first okay, of all, you're alone.
I'm gonna look at this.
You're alone in your white towel nonsense.
I disagree.
No, I mean, you can look, I love the Fred stance you're taking right now, that even though all this information is being, you know, thrown in your face and you still vehemently disagree, but there's nothing preposterous about having a white towel. Like, seriously.
In the U.S.
All right, you're going to, go, Blake, just go ahead and close your ears. Looked up what is the most popular towel color. Didn't really expect to get a response, but shout out to Google AI. Reasons for wow. white towels popularity: cleanliness and luxury, versatility, and easy maintenance.
Unbelievable.
Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
I still think white towels is the wrong choice.
Okay,
as a man.
Look, we love Scott and Sanger.
Yeah.
Diehard Tolo, diehard Fatty. But bro, we need to get you. We need to get you learned up. I get it. You're 62 years old and you're set in your ways, and I respect that about you. Cool Water is legit. Freddie, stop trashing my favorite cologne, bro.
We're gonna have to disagree.
Scott, we gotta saying. Scott, we gotta get
we gotta
you.
We gotta draw the line in the sand.
Scott,
somewhere.
Look, I love you like a foster brother, but that's gotta stop. I mean, bro, if you look now, I don't know if Scott's married.
Ooh, good question. We need to start getting to know our.
So if Scott's married and his wife loves Cool Water.
Valid.
I'm good with it. But Scott, if you're single and you've been single for 10 years and what have you, then I rest my case.
Yeah. We should do a remote at a cologne store.
We should absolutely do that. Yeah. Or a cologne off. I don't know. Something along those lines. But I'm telling you right now, you smell good, you feel good, dude. Like, that's just the reality of it. Now, my biggest problem with cologne is that I have to keep some in my truck because it just doesn't last on me is my big, and depending upon what kind it is. So
go ahead and mark that for
whatever
later use.
Let's see.
It's just late because he ain't no B. Yes, sir. The guy who said late.
No,
he said it's just late because he ain't no B.
You know what? That's funny. I get that.
Blakester, the showering expert. I am. I'm going to start doing a seminar.
On what?
How to shower. Obviously, I'll be clothed, Fred.
Who needs a seminar on how to shower, bro?
You'd be surprised.
817.
Right in public.
817, not tripping. It's not real milk. 2% of Fred is not the same as 100% Fred.
No, I get that. I'm with you. I mean, I don't disagree with whatever that person
is. Is there
said.
Anything, you know how we do 2% milk, 3%, 1%? Yeah. Is there anything else in the world where we have percents as far as how they're described?
2%, beef.
Beef, good one. 2% bananas?
What?
Is it just food?
Gas.
What do you mean gas?
Gas, right? Like 87, 89, 93. That's the ethanol rating, right? So you got that.
Not really. Is that a percent?
Yeah.
Out of 100, I'm guessing?
Out of,
alcohol content?
Out of,
alcohol content?
Out of 111.
So what's 100% gas? If we got 93, 97, 87, all those.
I mean, you're going to the moon, bro. You're going to that. Water covered.
That's
planet.
That money Jerry Jones talking about.
Oh, I put 100%. Y'all put a 93.
That's the problem. I'm putting that E99.
You think rich people have that higher than what we see at gas stations?
Look, you can put a thing of rubbing alcohol in your vehicle from time to time to clean your injectors.
Okay.
Just random.
Where did that come from?
Well, he mentioned rubbing alcohol.
Did he? Yeah.
No.
You said alcohol.
Yeah, I said the content of alcohol.
Like 80%.
I thought you meant rubbing alcohol because there is different percentages to rubbing alcohol. Like you can have 100%, 85, 50. So there is that as well. You got to talk about percentage. I honestly thought that's what you were referring to. You can have proofs as well.
If
yes.
Vodka is 80 proof, what is the alcohol content?
I don't know.
Isn't it 160?
No, it's just half. Before.
Oh, is it? Okay. I didn't know if it was half or double. I knew there was a something in
it's
there.
Just half.
Okay.
How is it half?
Because it's just how they do things. So if it was 100 proof, it'd be 50%. Just how you know how drunk you're going to get. And obviously, vodka is going to have a high.
Wait, how is 80 proof half if 100.
Wow.
No, no, no. 80, okay, it's 80 proof, so it's 40% alcohol content. Then listen, don't listen to what Fred said.
No, no, I'm just saying. So the 469, I can't read what this person said. And I'm wondering if this person that said this knows me from my previous radio days. Because of what he said, I'll have to reach out. I'll send him a message. Real quick. You guys Allen Iverson fans?
Yeah. The answer.
Okay. When you get a chance, Kevin, I don't know that I believe you.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Practice.
Black fella, right?
Braves, right? Changed the NBA rules about dressing on the sideline? Baggy jeans?
He wore the wristband.
The answer?
He did. He wore the arm sleeve as well. Check out the Iverson documentary on Amazon Prime.
Just free promo from Fred.
That's not the new one, right?
No, it is the new one. Oh, okay. No, it's absolutely the new one. Three-part series. It is must-watch television. It was done by...
Life-changing after watching?
Well, it's not life-changing. It's just... maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know what your life's like. But I know this from a sports perspective. It gives you, and you two would especially appreciate this. I mean, I appreciate it, and it kind of jostled my memory on...
Would you buy these on the TV right now, these Arby's steak nuggets?
First of all, I'm not buying anything steak from a non-steakhouse. Random aside, you don't buy steak at non-steak houses.
This is Arby's
it's disgusting. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like dog food is what it looks like.
Steak nuggets.
Yeah, give me a break. Steak nuggets. I mean, who in their right mind...
In the middle of the
day.
First
of all, what are you cooking it on? What are you cooking the steak nuggets on at Arby's? In the deep fryer? It's disgusting.
I have something to announce. I have eaten steak.
At a non-steakhouse? I mean, we all have, but
no,
where'd you eat it?
Not just a non-steakhouse.
What?
McDonald's.
What do you mean you had steak at McDonald's?
Have a morning breakfast option that includes steak.
That's not. You talking about the steak bagel?
Nope. It was a steak. Little breakfast.
Bro got
with a steak.
T-bone at McDonald's.
When? When was this?
In America?
A long time ago.
Are you sure you went there? Are you sure it wasn't a sausage patty, dude?
No, like, it was steak. Because I remember I was terrified to eat it.
Look, I've been going to McDonald's longer than you two have been alive. I've never heard of steak.
What kind of steak are we talking about?
Yeah.
A nugget, a T-bone?
Probably not a real one. Because
they do the little steak bagel. But that's, I mean, come on. It's look, I love McDonald's as much as Ronald, but there ain't no way.
as much as Ronald.
No, I mean, you know how they do the breakfast platter and you have to get the eggs and all that on the side? Yeah, it was with a steak.
That's not the steak, bro. That's a sausage patty.
No, it was. I think it was a promo they did a couple months ago.
Months ago?
Bro, okay, Kevin. You know what? This not having the internet starting to affect your brain.
I literally have steak there, guys.
I'm literally looking at it right now. Big breakfast with steak and hotcakes. On McDonald's website.
Like a filet?
Steak and hotcakes? Why have I never heard of this before? All right, we got 30 seconds. We got to get the hell out of here. What's on the show for tomorrow? I won't be here.
A lot of fun. Me and CA will dress up.
Oh, you guys are going to dress up.
Now, what will we be? Maybe I'll be Mike McDaniel. You have to wait and see.
What, fired?
Just a one-person show tomorrow.
One-man show. All right, well, stay tuned for that. And Trevor, the creator, will be the producer tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Great stuff, as always, from Khaki Kevin, Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. He'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.